she wanted to know if I was going to be a substitute. And I just thank and praise God for that. You know, there are little things that annoy us. Maybe you started out this morning and you got behind, you had to do something, and it took you off your schedule. And sometimes things happen for a reason. Some people look back on 9/11 that day. As you might remember, the head of a computer company survived 9/11 because his son started kindergarten. Another fellow was alive because it was his turn to bring donuts. One woman was late because her alarm clock didn't go off. One was late because of being stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike because of an auto accident. One of them missed the bus. One spilled food on her clothes and had to take time to change. One's car wouldn't start. One couldn't get a taxi. The one that struck me was the man who put on a new pair of shoes that morning, took the various means to get to work, but before he got there, he developed a blister on his foot. He stopped at a drugstore to buy a Band-Aid. These little annoyances. May God continue to bless you with all those annoying things, which may you remember their possible purpose, because it's him watching over us, keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Okay, and he's always watching over. So sometimes when there's annoyance, it's for a purpose. And you'll find out later that he was watching over us all the time. And that's just a little introduction so to break the ice. Let us pray. Lord, bless this word. I pray we will become enriched by this experience, that anyone lost will be found, that anyone disconnected will be reconnected, that anyone undecided will decide to make you their Lord and Savior. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Amen, amen. Amen. The scripture today is coming from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. But I want to focus on verses 4 and 5. Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." His mother said unto the servants, "Whatever he saith unto you, do it." My title is Jack, do it. Whatever he saith unto you, do it. But what gives Mary the authority to say that? My first point, Mary's faith. My second point, Mary's obedience. Third point, Mary's Savior. Now, this is a different look at this. Most people talk about the miracle of the wine. But I want to go back and see how Mary had the authority and the faith to tell them, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. So I'm going back to St. Luke chapter 1 and 2. Mary is God's chosen instrument. Angel says, "The Lord is with you." She received God's grace. Mary's extraordinary godly character gave her uncommon faith, completely trusting God for everything and every day. Gabriel tells her, "You may bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David. And his kingdom shall be, there will be no end." Greatness. Completely willing for God to use her life, despite physical pain and social disgrace. Mary's faith. Luke 46-49. Mary's song. She praises God for honoring her. How many of us has God given us a mission, and we thank him for honoring us, knowing what we have to go through, the trials and tribulations. But she was humbled by that fact. She said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name." She's accepting his burden, knowing what she's going to go through, but she has faith in Almighty God. Has God given you an assignment and you question him and suggest doing it? Has God told you something time and time again on your job, in your life? You need to just do it. Have the faith of Mary. The faith. She knew what disgrace she was going through. She knew what it would cost. And you can imagine stepping out into that world at that time. Mary's faith. God had given her an assignment. Her faith and her commitment kept her going to be chosen. Have you given your life away? Mary gave her life away. All of it. Have you said yes and committed the cost of yes? We've seen Mary's cost for yes, the ultimate sacrifice she made. Are you passing on what God has asked you to do? Are you just doing it in spite of what you may feel? Just do it. Because he said he has provided what you need. He will never leave you or forsake you. How great is your faith? Don't forget how great our God is. He is in control. What is your faith level? Just do it. Mary's obedience. By faith, Mary accepted the honor and privilege of bearing the Son of God. No matter what it looked like, Mary endured, the teenage girl on the run with the Savior of the world. Imagine how strong she was, how strong she had to be, her faith had to be, in order to be obedient. The price of her son's life. What obedience? Just do it. Mary's obedience. Jesus presented in the temple. 8 days were accomplished for his circumcision, and his name was called Jesus, the Savior of the world. Then Mary brought Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now, there was a man there named Simeon, and he asked the Lord to just let him live in order to see the Savior. So he sat there, and he just did what he was supposed to do. He just did it. He was a devoted man. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus Christ. And he continued, and Simeon said, tells Mary and Joseph, Jesus will be a light to the world. The gentle, he also warns the Gentile. He warns Mary of the conflict and pain that he will lie ahead. Lord, now let us thou servant depart in peace. Simeon is saying, Lord, you have fulfilled what I've asked you to do. He sat there. He said before he died, he wanted to see the Christ child. Just do what you've asked the Lord to do. Do it faithfully. According to words, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. So he's already spoken to Mary. This child is the salvation of the world. Mary has a heavy burden to carry. Joseph and Mary marveled at what he had spoken to them. Simeon's words were a sword to Mary's heart also, because she knew that he had revealed that she would suffer and see her son die. There's also Anna there, a widow. She had been there many years. And she was there. That was her purpose. She just sat there. She did what God had told her to do. Her faithfulness, her obedience. She gave thanks to the people. She let them know that this was their Lord and Savior. She spoke it. That's what we have to do. Just do it. Go out and tell people about Jesus Christ and what he's done in your life. What he's done for you. On your job. Wherever you may go. Just do it. It's about our faithfulness and obedience. We're sitting here time and time again. We put off doing something till God has forced us to do it. Sometimes we're not on our knees yet, and we just have to do it like God you told. We're sitting here today. There's something he's told each and every one of us. But we don't have that faith of Mary, that steadfast faith, no matter what it was. I think about her as a teenager. She knew the disgrace she had to bear. She knew people would talk about her. What was going on? Look how Jesus was born, what she went through. Every time somebody talked about her child, someone was chasing her child. As a mother, can you imagine how she prayed for that child? They're trying to kill my baby. But every time she struggled and did, just do it. She did not question what was told to her. Mary had to remain humble and obedient, faithful and obedient. Mary's voice had to be a source of strength for her child and for her people. She had to give Jesus wisdom. Mary had to look at Jesus as a book that had to be written, not one that she had read already. We have to look at our children as a book to be written, not a book to be read. We must accept them as they are. Just do it. Do the mothering. Do the part that God has put in them. Has anyone ever told your child, maybe a preacher, a singer, you've seen something special in that child? The children in this church, there's a certain calling on their life. You can see it, and someone say, he's going to be this and going to be that. Just do it. Can you imagine the burden Mary had, knowing that her child was special? There's a special relationship between a mother and her firstborn anyway. But this child was to be the savior of the world. This child would be hunted, ostracized all the days of his life. And a mother would stand the pain. You know, I think about how they talk about when Jesus was 12 years old and was left in the temple. Now, as a mother, Mary knew her child was left behind. A mother knows about her child. But she had to be obedient. The scripture had to be fulfilled. She could not go back and say, my baby's there. So therefore, she had to do what was said. No matter what happened, Mary prayed and was obedient to God's will. That's the faith. That's the obedience. Can you imagine a neighbor, oh, there's Mary with that child. You know, she was pregnant before they got married. And she walks around like he's this and he's that. That's it. There may be a special calling on your child. They may ostracize at school, in the family. But you just do it anyhow. You have to pour into their spirit. You get down on your knees at night and pray, oh, Lord, help me be what my child needs me to be. Because Jesus was watching Mary. Jesus knew what his job was, but remember, he came in the flesh. So that what our children feel, Jesus felt. But he's a grown man. And what they go through, they go through. But Mary said, God, you give me this mission. My heart is pouring out. I want to step out there and fight for my child. But the scripture had to be fulfilled. She just had to do it. But people were watching Mary, her integrity, the way she carried herself, the way she obeyed God. She had to nurture him, influence him in a way that he could fulfill his purpose. All of us are Marys in here. Our children may have a purpose. We cannot pour into them what we want them to be, but pray, Lord, anoint them every day. Lord, let them fulfill their destiny that was predestined. Just do it. The moment Mary submitted herself to God, God moved, and a whole stream of things began to happen. Manners unforeseen, incidents, meetings, and people. Have you noticed when you commit yourself to God and are faithful, things start to happen around you. Changes take place. People change, situations. You just do it. Say, Father God, I know you give me what you want me to do. Mary's faith was so strong, she did not doubt him. No matter what she went through or they went through, Mary was there, praying, watching her child, asking, I'm sure she said, Lord, help me through this situation. Help me stand, no matter what it may look like. So Mary is probably known in the neighborhood as Jesus' mother. A very careful, a praying woman. She had to live the life she prayed about. She had the Savior in her hand. She was his earthly mother. She had to pray for him. Mary's love and confidence and security nurtured Jesus. Is your love, confidence, security nurturing your child? Are you encouraging them? Sometimes they're not what we think they should be. But we have to encourage them what God has asked them to do and show them to do, their spirit. She had Jesus, the Savior of the world. They had warned her about the heartache and the pain that she would go through. They had warned her about how he had to carry this world on his shoulder. They had warned her how she was highly chosen. But sometimes, is it worth the sacrifice? Is it worth the blessing? People say, oh, you're humble, your spirit. We come in and we smile, but does anyone know the burden of having such a heavy load to carry? Mary was Jesus' mother. Mary knew what he had to do. Mary knew what the ultimate sacrifice was. But she had been trusted with the Savior of the world. Also her Savior. You know, when you're growing up, everybody comes to your house and talks about your mother. Oh, ask Miss Janice what she thinks about this. Can you imagine how Jesus' friends came and said, Jesus, ask your mom. How does she feel about this? You know, she had friends at the house coming over. But how did Mary carry herself? This humble lady who had born the Savior of the world. So Mary had the authority to go in and say, whatever he tells you to do, do it. She had to have the holy boldness to say, whatever he tells you to do, do it. But also, they had to respect her, to listen to her. So, just do it. They say for us to go out and let people know about Jesus Christ. We're the only Christ, that people see, the only Bible. How are we walking? If you said to someone, my God is an awesome God, whatever he tells you, just do it. Are you doing what he told you to do? Sit here and think for a moment. What did Jesus tell you to do? And we're saying, God, how am I going to do it? But have that faith of Mary. She was humbled by the fact that he allowed her to do it. And sometimes it's something strange that we're not comfortable with. He'll take us out of our comfort zone. He said, I told you to do this, but you didn't do it. Sometimes we must get on our back and on our knees and looking up and be still. And this is a small voice that's talking to us. But just think about how obedient Mary was. This woman, this young teenager, going forth, raising her child the way God had told her. I imagine she wakes up every morning and prays, Father God, order my steps in the way you want me to go. I said, yes, Lord, but what a price I had to pay. What a price. And she's there with him. Every time Jesus comes, Mary's not too far away from her child. She's pouring into his spirit because she has the anointing. She has the calling. She just had to do it. Mary's obedience is awesome. Here she is at the wedding. Jesus is 30 years old. And you know, everybody invited to the wedding. And everybody knows Mary, Jesus, and his disciples. And I thought, as a mother, your son or daughter has friends. And we have discernment. Can you imagine when Mary saw the 12 disciples? She may have seen something in each and every one of them. But she had to be quiet. She just had to pray and watch it. Mary, he's her son, the Savior of the world. So they go to the wedding, and you still think about, I remember Simeon and Anna telling me that this child is going to bring me heartache and pain. But you just do it anyhow. You raise your child and say, Lord, this day I thank him for this day, this moment, this second. They're at the wedding. The guests are there. Mary, Jesus. Mary's faith and obedience are so strong. Mary spoke with authority to Jesus and the others. She took charge, knowing it was already done. She had already shouted. She had no doubt. She had been through and knew that it would be revealed, all the words that they had said to her. Be obedient, even though Jesus didn't realize that it was his time. He said to his mother, it's not my time yet. But a mother knows. Mary was obedient. Also, this is the time that Jesus was becoming Mary's Savior. This is the time he was separating from his mother. This is the time to begin Mary's heartache. But he said, it's not my time yet. Sometimes we pour into our children's spirits because God has spoken to us a special way. He'll tell us to speak certain things or to provide certain opportunities. But just do it. If you have a relationship with God, a communication, you know when he's talking to you. You know when the Holy Spirit has given you that anointing, what you need to say and where you need to go. Sometimes you go places you don't imagine you'd ever be. But it's because just do what God has told you to do. Now, at this wedding, the people are there. It's been 3 days. So it may have been more than 3 days. But Jesus, the disciples, and Mary, they're not there by chance. It's God's plan. If God tells you to be someone at a certain time, just do it. Mary did everything without questioning God. She followed him. She knew that he had delivered her through the storm, through the rain, through the persecution. She's still being shunned and talked about. But she had the faith and the obedience. When you're obedient to God, he blesses you. Because of your obedience, you are blessed. Because of your obedience, you have favor. She goes to the wedding. She sits there and she tells the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Now, here's the neighborhood wedding. There's servants there. And who takes the gospel to the neighborhood but the servants? They're going to witness this. What a mighty cloud of witnesses. It's not just about Jesus. It's not just about Mary. It's about seeing the Savior has come. Also, he's gathered his disciples. Just do it. He's going. Don't you want to be fishers of men? He asked them. So if you're going to follow somebody, Jesus had to show his leadership, his power there. So it's not by chance. Just do it. Sometimes we end up places we don't want to be in the first place. But it's God's plan. Just do it. Mary's obedience set in place what God's plan was. Mary's obedience gave her the opportunity for Jesus not just to be her son, but to become her Savior. That's a turning point. When he says woman, that's a word of authority, honoring his mother. Woman. Mary's going to another level in her relationship with her child, as we all do. Pastor Carpenter is my brother, but there's a difference between saying Doug and pastor. So therefore, there's a difference in the level of association. She is witnessing her Savior's miracle. She's known this all along, but she's being obedient to God. Just do it. The disciples are there. This is the first time they will see Jesus, their leader, performing a miracle. It's not just about one miracle, because Jesus continues to perform miracles. It's the beginning of his mission. He is manifested through these. But can you imagine, what better place than a wedding? Everybody's there. Did you hear what happened at that wedding? If you don't go to, hey, did you go to that wedding? How was it? Girl, let me tell you. Jesus was there. And you know what happened? His mother told the servants to just do it. Now, what better way than to get the word out? If it was texting time, it would have been text. Somebody might have put it on YouTube or videoed it. Nobody's going to believe this. No one. And she said, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. We're sitting here. God has told you to do something. Well, I can't do this. I can't do that because I don't have. All he said is just your faithfulness and obedience, and he will give you what you need. I'm sure there are testimonies here time and time again. He's told us to do something, and we delayed. And when we finally did it, I should have done it a long time ago. Just do it. Once you've been, I'm sure Mary's seen time and time again how God had delivered her. So she had no doubt. She spoke with authority. Just do it. She knew Jesus' time had come. She knows she had to speak it. You are blocking somebody else's blessing because you're not where you should be. And God told you to just do it. It's not by chance. Just do it. So therefore, when Jesus said to them what to do, and let's look at verse 8. And he saith unto them, draw out now, verse 6. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Verse 6. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. That's about 30 gallons of water, it would be. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. Your cup will run over. But God is more than enough. So whether you may be thirsting for money, peace, forgiveness, just do it. Just ask him. Do exactly what he tells you to do. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. They're taking it to the governor. You think about the other miracles. They needed fish. They needed the wind to stop. Whatever they needed healing. But just do it. Just believe it. You don't have to have a big clay pot. The water, he said, I am the living water. And you won't thirst anymore. The living water was right there. And he said, fill it to the top with the water. Just do it. So when they tasted, it was wine. And I thought about the wine representing his blood. Here's the Savior standing right here in their midst. The blood standing right there in the midst. The living water became the wine. And he's just foretelling what's going to take place. But they witnessed it. So there, I was at this wedding. They got down to the end of the wedding. So when you think you're down to your last, and man, this is the best. People don't say the best until last. Jesus came. He is the best. He is the everlasting Father. So whatever he touches is going to last. It's going to always be the best. And they had to go and tell about it. The servants would tell it. You know they had to go tell it. I served this wedding. Jesus turned the water into wine. That was the beginning. Just do it. There's something he told you today to do. He means to come to church today. Rededicate your life. Just do it. He may have told you to call someone, ask forgiveness. Just do it. Mary's obedience was powerful. That day, he said, woman, but he was speaking as a savior. There was going to be a transition, a difference between his relationship with his mother. Mary, the mother of Jesus, this woman so committed with her faith and obedience, was now letting this savior know it was time. He said, woman, it's not my time yet. But God may tell you to open and bless somebody. Do it. Just do it. Pour into their spirit. It made it a time to turn that water into wine, that living water. And look at verse 11. The beginning of miracles of Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. If you're a leader, step forth. Just do it. Let God use you. And when people see how God is using you in your ministry, that's a mighty cloud of witnesses. Just do it. Great is your faithfulness and your obedience. When Mary said yes, can you imagine what she had to go through? This young teenage girl. And she thanked him. I am blessed and highly favored. And they're still talking about Mary this day. What she did. The ridicule. The pain. Can you imagine at the wedding? Oh, there's that woman with her son Jesus. Every time you turn around, she's talking about how he's the savior of the world, or humbled by her praising him. So if you have a burden, thank God for giving you that burden. Look at it differently. Pour into the Spirit. Just do what he's told you to do. We're sitting here today. There's something God has told each and every one of us to do. And he's going to tell us how to do it. We just have that faith that Mary had. She said with authority, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. They didn't say, we're not going to listen to her. So imagine how she carried herself, the mother of Jesus, her presence, how you carry yourself. Especially when we're in ministry here at the church. Can we walk up to someone and tell them what God has told us to do, and they'll just do it? Will they say, why should I listen to you? How are you walking? What has he assigned to you to do? You're sitting here, Lord, I want a new job. And he says, just do it. Just step out on faith. Think about the last time you hesitated and you took too long. But when you did it, you were blessed. Search your heart. Search your mind. Have the faith of Mary. The obedience of Mary. As a mother, I can only think about. Then she finds Jesus is her savior. At the foot of the cross, she's there. The heartache, the pain, she's seen him stoned. And everything that's happened to him. He is her savior. He is her son. But he is everyone's savior. The savior of the world. She stands at the foot of the cross. You know he was crucified, buried, died, rose on the third day. Her savior. Her son. She just did it. Do you have Mary's obedience? Do you have her faith? Her Savior, her Son. At the foot of the cross, he did not forget about his mother, that relationship. But he had to do what God had sent him here to do. Her Savior, her Son. Can you say to someone with authority, just do it? I had a word from the Lord. He told me to speak into your spirit. Just do it. Do you have that faith, that obedience, no matter where it may take you? We're sitting here, some are going back to school. Some may not be going back to school. You're entering something new. Every day you wake up in the morning, say, Lord, what do you want me to do this day? And he'll say, just do it. The ministry of music today was so powerful. It said, stand. Can you imagine how Mary had to stand and watch her son being crucified? Stand because of her obedience. Just do it. No matter what it may feel like. No matter how hard it may hurt. Sometimes we must let people go. Because of obedience. Can you imagine Mary looking at those 12 disciples? And she probably sized them up. She probably knew which one was it. Have you ever had your children come to you with friends like, I don't like so-and-so, but you won't say anything. But she prayed on it. But she just had to do it. Out of obedience, she had to keep her mouth shut. There's so many things we must do. Just do it. But no matter what, you give God the glory. Mary's obedience was powerful. But because of her faith, she had the authority to say, whatever he tells you to do, do it. I just thank and praise God for Mary being obedient. Because if she had not done what she needed to do, where would we be? If she had not done what she needed to do, where would we be in sin? We would not be saved. She took on that awesome burden. Although she wasn't really a single parent, but she was single parenting. We thank and praise God for the anointing on Mary's life. We thank and praise God for the fact that she was humble. And she just did it no matter what the circumstances were. She had to have a powerful prayer life and a powerful faith. Just do it. You came here today doubting what God has told you to do. Just do it. So I say to you, you know, he was buried, died, resurrected in a borrowed tomb. And he didn't want to do it at a point, but it had to be finished. And the flesh, he had to. The spirit, he had to just do it. So I'm saying to you today, what is God telling you this day to just do it? Think of Mary's faith, her obedience, and the authority she had. And Mary's Savior, Jesus Christ, can be your Savior. So I'm encouraging you, no matter what God is telling you to do this day, just do it and shout hallelujah right now because it's already done. May God bless you.